I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So what's happening over the legislature now?
Well, I think everybody passed out, both House and Senate have passed out all the financial packages that are supposed to help us get rid of the $454 million deficit in this fiscal year. So now they'll be moving on to the next fiscal year.
And so that's, why do they have to do the next fiscal year now? Why don't they just hammer it out next year?
Well, because it starts July 1, so we've got to have a budget going by the end of March.
Right, okay.
Plan.
And so who took the biggest hits on this budget-cutting madness?
Well, actually, everybody's feeling the pain a little bit. All the departments got some kind of cut, ranging from 1.5% to up to 5%. And some capital outlay projects that were going to happen are not going to happen because about $100 million got diverted to help take care of that budget deficit. So the pain has been spread around to everyone.
So now we get on to the glorious business of making laws that affect New Mexicans.
Yes.
What are some of the laws that are up for consideration?
Well, I thought an interesting one might be the farm workers' comp bill.
Yes.
Right now, if you're a farmer or a dairy farmer, you do not have to provide workers' compensation for your employees. And, of course, what we see then are people who come from other countries to do this work for us. If they're injured or hurt or even killed, there's absolutely no money to help them with their health care. There's no death benefit for their family. They're just out of luck. And then if they're injured, of course, they lose their job on top of it. So there is a bill in the legislature, House Bill 62, which has passed one committee, the House Labor Committee, and is going to be in a very difficult committee, the House Business and Industry Committee, on next Thursday. And that bill does that very thing, provides workers' compensation insurance for farm workers and dairy workers.
And so that's just a loophole in the sense that all other businesses basically have to provide, or virtually all have to provide workmen's compensation, don't they?
Yes, if you have, I think it's three or more employees, regardless of what type of work it is, you are supposed to be providing workers' compensation so that if your employees are injured on the job, they have some health care to take care of them.
So what else is happening on the legislative front?
Well, another very interesting bill for those of us who live in Santa Fe, and we've heard a lot of publicity, seen a lot of news articles about the College of Santa Fe and how they just are not going to be able to continue, that they're essentially bankrupt.
As the College of Santa Fe, right.
Yes. Not the community college, the College of Santa Fe.
Right.
So there's a bill that Representative Lucky Varela has introduced, and actually he graduated from the College of Santa Fe, as did many people who live here in Santa Fe, particularly in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So that bill would allow any state university to, under the conditions of certain agreements and negotiations with the higher education department, but to buy certain portions of the College of Santa Fe, at least the physical property. And then it doesn't really get into what comes next. How would you take over the different colleges at the College of Santa Fe, or how would you provide education there. So it really just deals with the land, and it would allow UNM or Highlands or New Mexico State or any university to get into that deal.
So I thought that this deal was basically with Highlands.
Well, that initially was the talk, because Highlands is very interested, and they're not out of the picture, but what the legislature and what the higher education department and the governor's office kind of reached an agreement was that the language would be open so that any university could participate in this.
It's interesting because the it looks as if the College of Santa Fe is going to continue in one incarnation or another. But then, let's say they are taken over by Highlands or by the University of New Mexico or whoever, then there will be departments at the Highlands, let's say, and the College of Santa Fe that are teaching the same things. Are they going to? Is the College of Santa Fe going to specialize in one thing in particular? Is it going to have redundancy with whatever campus takes it over? I think that's a question that hasn't really yet been worked out.
Right. Yes, it hasn't been worked out. And of course, speaking as a board member of the Santa Fe Community College, one of the things we're very concerned about is you don't want to duplicate our freshman and sophomore classes
right.
at a campus that's also in Santa Fe, because that would hurt us. And you know, you don't want to jeopardize one college for another.
I've heard a conversation about using a focus which is modeled on things like the Massachusetts College of Art, which is a state college, but it's a total art college. And the resources and strengths of the College of Santa Fe supposedly could really map onto that kind of a model, which wouldn't duplicate what UNM or Santa Fe Community College is doing.
Right. And another possible model would be one that actually our president, Dr. Sheila Ortego, has proposed, where it becomes a campus where different universities, colleges, Northern could come in, we could come in, Highlands, UNM, and you just use the campus and offer your expertises of courses or degree plans. So it becomes like a campus center where there's all kinds of things offered, and it really doesn't, quote, belong to anyone.
And Sheila Ortego is going to be on this program next week for a little while.
Oh,
so,
good.
Stay tuned for that. It's actually time to go. Linda Siegel, thank you so much for being with us with the Legislative Update.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just before the 9 o'clock hour, until the end of the legislative session. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You go to the iTunes store, and it is free. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta, música latina, and music of Brazil, and straight-ahead jazz. That's all on KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. Have a wonderful weekend. We will see you next week. Hasta la vista.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.
We haven't heard that for a while. Ciao.